From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good Tuesday morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Those job numbers in the States were good.
Yeah, a bit better than expected. So we've had a long weekend, but we've got a couple of offshore trading sessions that we've got to catch up on. And yeah, we had the big employment number on Friday night in the US. It's the non-farm payrolls, the important barometer of the strength of the US labour market. And the US economy added 390,000 jobs last month. Now, it is the smallest gain in over a year, in fact, since April 2021, and if I look at April this year, the previous month it was reported they added 436,000 jobs. So the rate is slowing, but even though there seems to be some moderation there in the rate of growth in jobs, Mike, it's all about expectations, and expectations were actually lower than the 390,000 outcome, probably sitting around the 325 to 330. So it was a bit better than expected. Broad-based job gains, leisure and hospitality leading the sectors. The unemployment rate held at 3.6%. It had been expected to edge down to 3.5%. So overall employment in the US just a little below pre-pandemic levels, or there is something sort of funky going on with participation. A lot of people sort of have left the labour force and they haven't reappeared. Now, wage growth is in the spotlight, and I think this will become relevant locally as well, Mike, for the same reasons, because, you know, some of the current sort of contributors to inflation, or the inflation, the pressures, they will abate. Remember, inflation is a rate of change indicator. So, for instance, the price of oil has gone up, but to keep contributing to inflation, it needs to keep going up. Otherwise, inflation starts to level out. But if we get into a wage price sort of upward spiral, you've got problems because people get paid more, then prices go up, then they want to be paid more. That's harder to control. So a lot of focus on wages. Now, US average hourly earnings rose a little less than expected, but they are still up 5.2% from a year ago. So look, Mike, in the last couple of weeks, there's been sort of some glimmers of hope that maybe we've seen a peak in inflation in the US, but this jobs outcome seems to indicate that there's still some heat in the US economy, and it pushed US interest rates up, weighed on US share markets on Friday night, but they're up again overnight, although they haven't clawed back all of the losses we saw Friday night.
RBA today, 25 or 50?
Well, 25 or 40, actually. The interesting thing here is, yeah, the boys and girls in the Australian financial markets have got their excitement today, the cash rate decision. Now, there isn't a consensus view on this one, Mike. The financial markets, I suspect, are pricing in a 25 basis point increase, but it's not a consensus view, and certainly a sizable majority calling for a 40 basis point lift. I would note their rate is currently at 0.35%, and this is playing with a few of the economists' minds over there because it's sitting outside the sort of usual 25 point increments, and the old orderly economists would like to see brought back into step, and that's the sort of logic behind a 40 basis point hike, because it would take it to 0.75. Now, Philip Lowe, the boss of the RBA, he said a 25 basis point hike would signal the bank is getting back to business as usual. Background here, Mike, you've had a change in government. Now, the new Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, he's been quite vocal. He's also finalising terms of reference on a review of the RBA. Commentators are also looking at the impact of change. The Albanese government's looking at a 5.1% wage rise for low-income workers. That, over time, may factor into the RBA view on contributing to the pressures within the economy. They may need to lean against that. I would make a quick comment, Mike, here. The sort of expectations here of higher interest rates in Australia could be a factor behind the Kiwi-Aussie cross rate. I just noticed that it's now at 90 cents. Now, we have to go back years to see the Kiwi-Aussie cross rate at 90 cents, 2017, 2018, actually. And it spent most of the time since 2014 above 90 cents. So these are sort of important levels. So that quick break to the Goldie, Mike, that might be a bit more expensive for you.
Yes, it will be. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is up 75 points, 32974 at the moment. That's about a quarter of a percent gain. The S&P 500 is up 0.75%, 4140. And the NASDAQ also up about 0.75%, 90 points, 12,102. Overnight, the FTSE 100, I'm not too worried about the vote on Boris Johnson. It was up 1%, 7608. The Nikkei up about just over 0.5%, 27,915. Shanghai Composite, 1.28% gain, 3236. The ASX 200 lost 32, 7206, down 0.45%. And on Friday, the NZX 50 gained 0.6%, 68 points, 11,417. Kiwi dollar 0.6497 against the US, just under the 65 cent level. We're at 0.9017 against the Aussie, 0.6072 euro, 0.5181 pounds, 85.64 against the Japanese yen. Gold, $1,841.98. And Brent crude still holding up, $119.84.
Jeez, all right. See you in the middle of the week. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. JMIWealth.co.nz. Andrew Kelleher.